This is the North Africa Journal, and thank you for downloading this podcast. For more podcast information and user rules, please visit north-africa.com/podcast.
I'm joined now by Alessandro Bruno of the North African Journal. Thank you very much for joining us. So please explain to us the current situation in the Ivory Coast.
Well, the current situation developed from the election, but the election itself is just the, let's say, the trigger of a series of elements that started, let's say, in 2002. Laurent Gbagbo was elected president in 2000, and unfortunately, he failed his democratic promise. Shortly thereafter, there were calls for him to step down. And in 2002, the country started to split into two. There were two camps, basically divided along north and south. Finally, after 2 or 3 years of civil war, in 2005, they signed a tentative peace agreement. And in 2006, they were supposed to have these elections. The very elections that happened a month ago were postponed in 2006, and then in 2007 and 2008. Every year they were postponed for over one excuse or another. So it was very clear from the beginning that Laurent Gbagbo was not going to go away easily. And this time, what's more interesting than the first trouble in 2002 is that the African Union and the UN and all Western countries and other African countries are all asking in unison for Gbagbo to step down.
What kind of unrest is this causing?
Well, the unrest is, you might say, it's along ethnic, religious, and citizenship lines. The main problem is that Ivory Coast is divided, like many countries in West Africa, along a Muslim-Christian divide. But Ivory Coast, for many years, was a very prosperous, in fact, it was the most prosperous country in West Africa. And it attracted a lot of labor from other countries, for example, Burkina Faso or Mali. And the combination of the north is mostly Muslim and made up a lot by immigrants from Burkina Faso. In fact, the president who actually won the election, sorry, the leader, the person who actually won the election, Alassane Ouattara, is of Burkina Faso origin, and he's a Muslim. Laurent Gbagbo is a Catholic. So you have essentially a divide, a very dangerous religious ethnic divide here.
Very quickly, three African heads of state are scheduled to arrive in Ivory Coast tomorrow to persuade Gbagbo to step down. Do you think that that's going to change the situation at all?
The three heads of state are from Benin, Cape Verde, and I forgot another of the smaller,
Sierra Leone.
Yeah. Yes, I don't think these three are going to have the kind of weight necessary. I think Nigeria needs to step in for another reason, too. Nigeria is going to have elections in May. And they could run into a very similar problem. In fact, the most adamant leader in West Africa demanding that Gbagbo step down is Goodluck Jonathan, the president of Nigeria.
All right, Alessandro Bruno, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your insights. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
This was the North Africa Journal podcast. Thank you for listening.